Marty, good to be with you.
Good to be back. Thanks, Fred.
All right. To start off with a raucous event, you got a chance to go to this event, a town hall at the Farm and Ranch Museum, hosted by Congressman Steve Pierce. People were really talking about this one.
Yeah, they were. And a number of people were angry with Pierce for apparently kind of ducking Las Cruces on his recess, and he did a town hall in Hobbs, one in Ruidoso. And I don't know to this moment whether he scheduled this in response to those protests or not, but the fact is he did come here, and they had a two-hour scheduled. It went well past that. It was a standing room only, well over 500 people. I'd say 90% were anti-Pierce, which is fine, and Pierce expected that. But it was pretty rowdy, and I even got a letter to the editor, which will be next week, from a progressive who said progressives didn't do themselves any favors with the way they were really rude and spoke over Pierce, shouted him down, spoke out of turn, and in a lot, and the cops had to come in and really keep an eye on things. Mm. It could have gotten testy.
Well, and of course, we've seen this all over the country, and I think that with a lot of proposals for big public policy changes, we can probably expect more of it in the future, that there'll be a lot more debate. And, you know, that's important in a democracy. So that's the positive side of things.
Yeah, it is. And people are voicing their minds. So
absolutely.
That's good.
All right. We have also an annual event that you have a story on, the Bataan Death March.
Yes, and this was the 75th anniversary. So nice round number in a way that makes it seem more important. Especially, there were 8 survivors from the original death march on the Philippines island, and they came to this event.
That's
one
great.
is 99 years old.
Oh wow!
So they're not going to be around much longer. This was a very important event, and we have lots of photos.
That's great.
Yeah,
I look forward to seeing that because I haven't seen that many photos yet this year, so I always look for them.
It made the national news, by the way.
Wow,
yeah.
That's fantastic. It should. All right, big business news this week. A new owner for the soon-to-be former Maison de Mesilla. A bed and breakfast in Mesilla, and it also has a restaurant there that had been called the NM Grill, but it's going to be changing.
Right, and the new owners are Tom Hutchinson and his wife, who own La Posta. So they've got a synergy going there.
Yeah.
And they have big plans for it. The hotel is going to be open. It might even be open now, but that's going to open before the restaurant and bar.
Yes.
And they plan on doubling the size of the footprint. They're going to add another acre to the property. They're going to do outside concerts and pool parties. They're going to have a more upscale, maybe, cuisine in this
wow.
place, as opposed to La Posta.
That is
and
exciting.
They've got big plans, so it's going to be fun to watch it come into view.
All right. You got to do an interview with some musicians, one of your favorite things, and they have a fundraiser coming up.
They do. Flat Black is a Crucis band. Cordova is a Crucis rock band. And Brother Strange, we were kind of getting a kick out of that name. They're from
Love
El Paso.
That name.
Yeah, I do too. They look the part. And they're from El Paso, and they're all kind of heavy hard rock bands. They're going to be 7 to 10 at Q Time on Amador, 1201 East Amador, from 7 to 10 Saturday.
And it's raising money for cerebral palsy.
Yeah, so it's good a good event. Cause. And the drummer from Flat Black has somebody, a friend in Elks, who works with this Cerebral Palsy Foundation.
All right. In addition to doing such a great job in the Bulletin covering arts and entertainment, you also do a super job kind of getting us ready for what's ahead in all different areas. And you have a look at an update on some school construction projects in Las Cruces.
There's quite a bit, and we hear a lot about the trouble that school budgets are in and education is in nationally and statewide. But there have been a number of construction projects that have been ongoing now for several years, especially at Las Cruces High School, which is our oldest high school,
yeah.
and needed it big time.
Yeah.
But also at Mayfield and also Jornada Elementary School and some others, some middle schools. And so Mike Cook kind of lays it all out as to what the projects are in detail, where they stand. and the cost, which All right. is mostly funded by bond funds.
We'll look for that coming up in the Las Cruces Bulletin. Marty, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.